Okay, so just update on injury situation here. Jadeveon Clowney would be out for the game, and so will Cecil Shorts. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, having coached and been successful at college and professional level, what's the difference in terms of communicating with the players? You know, you have different age groups. What is it like to coach both different types?
Yeah, it's different. You know, it's definitely different. You're, you know, just the whole environment's different. You know, in pro football, you know, you have these guys from 7 a.m. till, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it's all football all day. You know, in college, you're not only are you dealing with different age groups, but you're dealing with guys that are, you know, going to class, you know, trying to get a degree and have study hall, and guys that are away from home in certain instances for the first time, you know, freshmen. In pro football, you're dealing with an age range of, let's say, you know, 20, 21 years old, all the way up to 35, 36 years old, in some cases 40 years old. So it's a very different environment. Both are challenging. Both are tough. There's not one that's harder than the other. Having done both, they're both very, very challenging.
When you think about, like, what kind of players you consider leaders, how do you suss that out? What are you looking for there?
I think when you talk about a leader, I don't think you're talking about a guy that's necessarily a big speech giver. I think you're talking about a guy that consistently does his job day in and day out. So, like, he's here every day at the same time. He prepares each and every day the same way, whether it's in the training room or the weight room or in the film room or out on the practice field or in the walkthroughs. It's a guy that takes a very consistent approach, and so that when he's out there on the game field on Sunday, he's very productive. And so when guys are like that and they have that consistent approach, and, you know, the younger players can see them or other players can see them, and then they see how successful they are on Sundays, I think that's really the name of the game when you talk about leadership.
Bill, we talked about some of the extra film work and how important that's been. Talking to Dwayne Brown, he talked about the importance of the day after film and what that's done for this team. What are you showing those guys in the day after a game? What do you want them to take from that session particularly?
The day after the game?
Yeah.
So Monday?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is that it may not necessarily come from me. I do basically what you would call, like, in the military, an after action review. You know, I go over things that we did well, things that we didn't do well, and then, you know, what do we need to do to improve? We, everybody in it together, you know, coaches and players alike. And then I think the coaches sit down, and usually on both sides of the ball and on special teams, they'll cut out on offense and defense maybe 30 plays from the game and show that to the guys. Special teams will show them every snap. And really just talk to them about, hey, this is really good. Hey, this over here we need to improve on. Here's how we can improve on it. I think that is important, but I would give the credit there on the film to mostly to the assistant coaches during the week.
Bill, Akeem Hunt was saying he feels like he's close to
– or on Monday, I mean. I'm sorry.
Yep. Bill, Akeem Hunt was saying that he feels like he's close to breaking one, getting through whatever phase of the game you use him in. What have you guys seen from him, his progress, and do you feel like his explosiveness is starting to catch up with everything, with understanding what you're doing too?
Yeah, a couple plays, you know, he's been a little bit unlucky. You know, he had a couple plays against, or at least one play I can remember against Indianapolis that was called back, that slip screen that he ran all the way down to about the 2-yard line. So, you know, look, he's a really good young player. He's attentive in meetings. He's got good speed, good quickness. You know, and he's the type of guy that's learning and trying to get better every single day. I don't think it's easy for him or any young player to come into this offense and just kind of know it right away, especially when you've arrived on the scene a little bit later than some of the other younger players. So I think he's making strides every week.
Oh, your thoughts on what University of Houston did yesterday, Tommy Herman and those guys?
Man, what a year. You know, I give a lot of credit to Tom Herman. He's a great football coach. I was honored to be able to go over there and speak to their clinic last year, and a really bright guy. I know Mike Vrabel's really close with them from Ohio State, and a great team. And, you know, to go into that environment in Atlanta and beat Florida State says a lot about their coaching staff and their team. Just congratulations to them.
Is it encouraging to see J.J. He wasn't practicing with a cast today. Is that encouraging to see that progress?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think any time when you have to, you know, I've said it over the last few weeks, you have to have a club on that hand. yeah, it's tough for defensive linemen that when they can't have full use of their hands. So I think we're trying that out. Whether that is what he'll wear on Sunday, not sure yet, but he tried it out in practice, and that's what we're looking at.
Billy, you mentioned you're a New Year's Eve fan.
Yeah, I think I was tongue-in-cheek. Tongue was firmly implanted in cheek. I'd be honest with you, I won't even say what I'm going to say. But
Did you realize it?
Not a big New Year's guy. It's the next year. It's the next day. I didn't even realize it was New Year's Eve, to be honest with you. I was just thinking about it was Thursday, so it was third down day. Sorry. Pretty boring.
Can I just follow up?
Yep.
In addition to the film, the guys said that the ability of this team to leave behind, whether it's been a successful Sunday and move on or a bad Sunday and move on, that's been key to this whole thing. How does that kind of fit in with what this team?
That's a key component to any successful season in the NFL, I think. You know, that you have to understand, first of all, how long the season is. And second of all, you know, when is your team identified? Like, what type of team do you have? You know, hopefully it's in the first few weeks. Maybe it's not, you know. And so once you know what you have, then you have to start playing that way. And you have to put the bad plays, the bad days behind you, because if you don't and you continue to dwell on them, it's not going to do you any good. You can't do anything about it. You know, you've got to learn from it, and you have to move on to the next opponent. The way that we approach things, because we're so much game plan oriented, we have to do that. We have to be able to take the things that we learned from that previous game and move on and get ready for the next opponent.
Thank you.